Taylor's Complex, Incomplete Historical Narrative by Carl Truman. Postmodernism famously proclaimed the death of all master narratives, except, of course, that one. Taylor is no postmodernist in that sense, but he knows history is complicated, and that any account of how we have arrived at our present state requires the interweaving of multiple narratives. Thus, as he set himself the task of answering the question of why it was almost impossible not to believe in God in 1500, and yet an easy, perhaps even the easiest option in 2000, he assumed a task of massive and multifarious historical complexity. In approaching this topic, what Taylor does is historically interesting. Master narratives may be dead, but most people still think in terms of simple, straightforward accounts of why religion is in such trouble. Darwin proved we came from the apes. Science has disproved religion. Religion is responsible for most of the world's ills, and so on. From the relatively sophisticated accounts offered by such as Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, to the rather more concise but floridly expressed versions offered by Manhattan taxi drivers, these simple stories grip the imagination like so many metaphysical soap opera plot lines. Taylor shatters such simplistic myths, demonstrating that secularity as a concept is complicated, and so is the elaborate pathway by which it has emerged. The strands of Taylor's overall narrative are easy to identify. From a Reformation-Protestant perspective, perhaps the most serious claim is that he sees the rise of voluntarism and nominalism in the late Middle Ages as laying the foundation for shifting from a world that naturally carries its own rich meaning or meanings to one where human beings create such meaning for themselves. The Reformation, as early fruit of nominalism and voluntarism, plays a central role in the narrative. By abolishing the traditional hierarchical distinction between the sacred and the secular, and thereby sanctifying the ordinary, it performed a twofold service. First, it released Christendom from the monopoly of Rome by offering an alternative, soon to become many alternatives. Second, by making the secular sacred, it inadvertently created a context where the sacred could ultimately become secular. The first point is uncontestable. The Reformation did shatter the religious unity of Western Europe and did ultimately make religious commitment a matter of choice rather than of geographical birthplace. The idea of choosing a church remains a profoundly Protestant idea, one that is confusing to traditional Roman Catholics. The second is more contentious, but historically arguable. The move from Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel to Vermeer's Milkmaid does not signal a lost sense of the sacred. Yet, God did become more distant in the late 17th and early 18th century. Voluntarism had injected arbitrariness into the relation between God and his creation, at least from the perspective of the human knowing subject, and this shift eventually fueled deism. Deism, in turn, attenuated God's role to that of creator and maintainer of order. In such a scheme, a personal God, indeed, God in any traditional form,